Shaitan has different ways of dealing with different people. His strategy for a believer is different from that he has for a different believer, or for a disbeliever. He will never stop a believer from doing good deed by portraying it to be an evil act, because he knows that a believer cannot simply be deceived like that. Instead, he whispers to the believer, "Yes, that is good, but not now. Yeah, I'll start reading Quran over the weekend, or next week, or I'll perform Salah when I have free time, or I'll change when I get married, or when I have kids." So what he does is he makes us procrastinate. And then when the day comes, again, tells us the same thing, whispers the same thing. And what happens in the end? The day never really comes. We never really end up giving up sin, or performing good deeds, or changing ourselves. We need to remember, the clock of life is ticking. Time is passing by, and we don't know how much of it is left for each of us. And it is for that reason that the Quran states emphatically that we should not leave things for tomorrow. So, if our minds call us for a good deed, we should do it immediately. We don't know whether we'll see tomorrow, or whether we'll have a similar desire to do a good deed tomorrow. In fact, we don't even know whether we will live till tomorrow, whether we'll see tomorrow. We don't know. There's so many ifs and buts. There's so many possibilities. And it's for that reason that we all should seize the moment and utilize the moment for changing. When you have this desire in your heart to do a good deed, this is a guest from Almighty Allah and should be treated with due hospitality. This means that we should act on that immediately. If you have suddenly, you know, you're about to go to bed and you have the feeling that, why don't I perform my tahajjud salah finish? Then, you know, you'll have, it's not farz, it's not wajib, it's qawl. I'll make it later. What we're doing then is that we are being unkind to the guest of Almighty Allah. Allah sent that guest to us in the form of that desire to do good. And if we don't act upon it immediately, then we will be left behind. And we don't know whether that guest will ever come to us, whether we'll ever feel like doing it again, whether we'll ever feel like changing. So, in our minds, we may even end up not getting the desire or that aspiration to change. We need to remind ourselves at all times that when the opportunity comes to do good, to change our lives, to improve ourselves, let us act upon that immediately. And don't think, I'll sort out one thing, I'll first sort out my salah, then I'll move on to my dressing. No, in that way you may lose out on the opportunity. It is for this reason that we've been told in the Quran and the Sunnah that we need to hasten towards good deeds. We need to, in fact, even compete with one another in doing good deeds. There's chapters in the books of Hadith, Al-Mubadarat ila al-Khairat, that hastening towards good deeds. Allah says, فَاسْتَبِكُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Try to get ahead of one another in doing good deeds. That is competing with one another in a lawful manner in doing good deeds. So, we are in the season of change. We are in the month where we need to change. Let us not delay or defer. Let us move ahead and make those important changes in our lives.